Beloved, this is Cornerstone Deliverance Church. This is our 8 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study. Amen. And we welcome you to the Bible study. We are located at 323 Post Avenue in Westbury, New York, 11590. And our website is www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. Amen. We invite you all to peruse the website. There's a host of things that have been released on the website by way of the Holy Spirit through Cornerstone Deliverance Church to be able to empower you, impact you, edify you, to help you develop, amen, and to mature concerning the things of God. We also invite you to download our church app, which is free, no charge to you, amen, from your Google Play Store or Apple Store. Just putting in the word Cornerstone Deliverance Church, all separate words, amen, with spaces in between them, amen. And you can download the app, and it will give you access to our sermons, our prayers, our Bible studies, our giving link, daily push notifications of Bible studies and Bible plans that you could choose from for daily Bible reading. We also invite you to take classes on our online Bible Institute, amen, at www.cornerstonedeliverancechurchtheologicalinstitute.com, amen. And it is a certificate program for Christian living, Christian ministry, and leadership, amen. And so those of you that completed with and passed the test that is designed within the program itself, I believe with a 70, if I'm not mistaken, is passing, that you will get the certificates, amen. So, beloved, I would like to release the line to Bishop Isaac Hurd. He's going to open us up in prayer.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. We thank God for this evening, Lord God. Lord, we thank you once again to be able to dine and sup with you, Lord God, upon your word, Father God. So we ask, Lord God, that there be no distractions, Lord God, that our hearts and our minds truly be open to receive what you have for us, not just individually, but collectively as the body of Christ, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, that you touch the speaker of the hour, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for a rhema word, a word that will come from eternity into time, Lord God, a word with clairvoyant, a word that will speak to us, Lord God, a word that we won't just be hearers of the word, but that we'll be doers of the word, Father God. So we thank you again, Lord God, for this opportunity to sit before you, Lord God, that we shall be better after this Bible study than we did coming into it, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, as our lifestyle to be able to walk into the greatness and walk into the destiny that you have called us, Lord. So we thank you. It starts with your word, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Bishop, you're going to do the introduction.
Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you as this word goes forth, Lord God. We thank you for the very speaker of the hour, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the overseer and the founder of Cornerstone Deliverance Church, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that your Holy Spirit is administrator, Lord God. We thank you as you empower our leader right now in the name of Jesus. And without further ado, it's an honor to be able to introduce Apostle Asia Hurd. Amen. Amen.
Amen, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for this Bible study on tonight. Hallelujah. We have to bless the Lord for all that he's doing and all that he's releasing, you know, unto us in this season. Amen. For instruction in righteousness is needed. The Bible tells us that without a vision, amen, that the people will perish without the strength, amen. And so the Bible, the scriptures, the studies, they bring restraint, amen, hallelujah. They bring that restraint, amen. They cause for us to submit to what it is that God is doing, amen. Amen. Today was a busy day for me. Amen. So, beloved, what I would like for us to do, I would like for those of you that have your Bibles tonight, and I pray that everyone have their Bibles. Amen. I would like for you to turn with me to Daniel chapter 2. We're going to the prophetic book of Daniel. Amen. And we're going to Daniel chapter 2. Amen. When you get it, just say amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Anyone else have it? We want to make sure that you have it, that you can read along.
Amen.
Amen. Daniel chapter 2. For those of you that are just coming on the line, we are in Daniel chapter 2. Bishop, I'm going to ask that you read verse 1 and 2 for me really quick in Daniel chapter 2.
Amen. Daniel chapter 2, starting at verse 1, and it reads, "And in the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar dreamed wherewith his spirit was troubled, and his sleep broke from him. Then the king commanded to call the magicians and the astrologers and the sorcerers and the chamberlains for to show the king his dreams. So they came and stood before the king."
And 3 says, "And the king said unto them, I have dreamed a dream, and my spirit was troubled to know the dream." Amen. And 4 says, "Then spoke the Chaldeans to the king in Syriac, O king, live forever. Tell your servants the dream, and we will show you the interpretation." And 5 says, "The king answered and said to the Chaldeans, the thing is gone from me. If you will not make known unto me the dream with the interpretation thereof, you shall be cut in pieces, and your houses shall be made a dunghill." 6 says, "But if you show the dream and the interpretation thereof, you shall receive of me gifts and rewards and great honor. Therefore, show me the dream and the interpretation thereof." They answered again and said, "Let the king tell his servants the dream, and we will show the interpretation of it." So we stopped at verse 8. Verse 8 says, "The king answered and said, I know of certainty that you would gain the time, because you see the thing is gone from me. But if you will not make known unto me the dream, there is but one decree for you. For you have prepared lying and corrupt words to speak before me till the time be changed. Therefore, tell me the dream, and I will know that you can show me the interpretation thereof." Amen. And I love this text. Amen. Hallelujah. The dream that Nebuchadnezzar, the Babylonian king, had was a dream that God gave him. Amen. His dream was not demonically motivated. Amen. It was motivated by way of the true and living God. And this dream troubled him. One says, in the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, King Nebuchadnezzar dreamed a dream wherewith his spirit was troubled and his sleep broke from him. Amen. And so this dream feared Nebuchadnezzar so much that it broke him from his sleep. That means it woke him up and it troubled him. And he called on the wise men, the astrologers, the Chaldeans, the sorcerers, the magicians, amen. And these was those that advised the king concerning these spiritual things, amen. And so you will find that the king is so, this dream troubled Nebuchadnezzar so much that he's telling them that the dream left him, that he doesn't remember the dream, that the dream left him. And he wants them to tell him what the dream was and the interpretation of it. And you will find that these Chaldeans and wise men and astrologers and magicians, the wisdom that they had was motivated by demonic entities. They were sorcerers. They worked witchcraft. Amen. Nebuchadnezzar recognized that this dream was important. The ancient Babylonians believed that dreams were messages from the gods, because the Babylonians, they served many gods. Amen. Mm-hmm. Thus, a right understanding of the dream was critical for their future. And so if the dream that he received, he believed, was from their gods, amen, he believed that the gods was warning them concerning things of the future. In this case, Nebuchadnezzar apparently feared that the strange revelation contained an ominous message for him. So during this time in Nebuchadnezzar's reign, the children of Judah was also in bondage to Babylonia. So at this time, Daniel and the Hebrew boys, if you was to read chapter 1, was already up under the rule of they was in submission to the Babylonian rule of under the rule of Nebuchadnezzar. Daniel and the Hebrew boys was a few that was choice and chosen from the kings of Judah to be able to serve Nebuchadnezzar and to learn the ways of the Chaldeans' tongue, to learn the wisdom of the wise men. So they was to eat of the king's meat, drink of the king's drink, which was the king's wine, and learn the ways of the Babylonians now that they're in the Babylonian land, right? But you will find that God troubled Nebuchadnezzar with a dream, and Nebuchadnezzar could not remember what took place in his dream. So he called for his wise men. When he called for those that would advise him concerning spiritual things, we find that Daniel and the Hebrew boys was not present, amen, at the summoning of the wise men. The term musicians and enchanters are the practice of sorcery or witchcraft. These sorceries employ their services for the benefit of the king and the kingdom. Amen. So they employed their services by the king. They was paid by the king for the wisdom that they had concerning spiritual things. Sorcery was widespread in the ancient world and is today, but was severely denounced in the Old Testament. Let us go to Nahum 3 and 4. Someone pull up Nahum 3 and 4 for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, N-A-H-U-M. That's a prophetic book. Nahum. Nahum 3 and 4 says, all because of the wanton lust of a prostitute, alluring the mistress of sorceries, who enslaved nations by her prostitution and peoples by her witchcraft. Amen. And so all because of the wanton lust of a prostitute, alluring the mistress of sorcerers, who enslaved nations by her prostitution and peoples by her witchcraft, amen. And so the other people in the region around the children of Israel, amen, they worship other gods. They sought after sorcerers, mediums, astrologers, musicians, amen. They operated in the dark arts, amen. But in Nahum, what we are learning here is that God wanted his people to be faithful to him, not seeking wisdom or any type of information concerning the present or the future from sorceries, from astrologers, from any of these things, amen. The children of Israel, like we who are the church today, know that this is spiritual prostitution, amen, hallelujah. For everything that we need and everything that we could want, we should ask of God and he will give it unto us. If we lack wisdom, we can ask wisdom and God will give it unto us. Amen. Hallelujah. But not those that were Gentiles in the land, the heathen and the heathen nations like Babylon. Amen. They served many gods, and they paid for the services of these people, amen, that they may know what is going on, amen. And so these sorcerers employed their services for the benefit of the king. Let's go to Exodus 7 and 11. I want you to see in the word of God, amen, that these things are not just taking place today in our time, and they are still present taking place, amen, hallelujah. Amen. I want you to be aware of these things. Amen. The Bible speaks of these things. These things was taking place in ancient times. Amen. Amongst the early church, amongst the children of Israel. We're reading about it in the Old Testament. Amen. Exodus chapter 7, verse 11 says, Pharaoh then summoned wise men and sorcerers and the Egyptian magicians also did the same things by their secret art, amen. And so we see that by the Gentile nations that these things was widely used. And you will find that many today in the church still depend on astrology. They're still reading horoscopes to predict. Oh, they read a horoscope and they say, oh, this is supposed to happen to me today. That is operating in witchcraft. Astrology, the sun and the moon and the stars and how they're moving and what's going on is not going to tell you anything about the future. Amen. It's, the word of God says that they're good for seasons and times and things like that. Amen. And so we have to be mindful of the demonic, what should I say, the demonic power that is behind the working of these dark arts. Amen. Exodus 22 and 18. Someone pull that up and tell me what does that say. So now the children of Israel is in a strange land, right? They're in Babylon. This is God's mind towards the sorcerer. Exodus 22 and 18.
You shall not suffer the witch to live.
Do not allow a witch or a sorcerer to live. Amen. And this right here is in this is God's mind toward those, every unrepentant witch. God gave Jezebel many times to repent, but she refused to. And so the judgment of God to every unrepentant witch, amen, is that he suffered them not to live, amen. Their judgment is death, amen. And believe me, I said every unrepentant witch. So those of us that are in Christ, amen, hallelujah, when we come upon people that are operating in the dark arts, amen, sorcery, mediums, it is our position to give them the gospel. It is our position to give them a witness of Jesus Christ that they too may hear it, that they may believe, and that they too may repent and turn from their wicked ways. Amen. Hallelujah. But if they do not, the judgment is that he suffered the witch not to live. Amen. Hallelujah. The sorcerers not to live. Okay, there was a time when the Apostle Paul, amen, is in Acts 19:19. Acts 19. Let us pull up Acts 19 and let us let us pull up Acts. I want you all to see this. Amen. Hallelujah. I really wish I had spent more time in this. Apostle Paul was in Ephesus with Apollos. Amen. Mm-hmm. And I said 19. Just mm-hmm. bear with me 1 minute, because I'm trying to pull this thing up. Okay, I said 19.
In verse 19, yes.
Let us go to 17. 17 says, when this became known to the Jews and Greeks living in Ephesus, they were all seized with fear, and the name of the Lord Jesus was held in high honor. So Apostle Paul and Apollos, they're preaching in this region. Amen. Many mm-hmm. of those who believed now came and openly confessed what they had done. A number who had practiced sorcery brought their scrolls together and burnt them publicly. When they calculated the value of the scrolls, the total came to 50,000 drachmas. In this way, the word of the Lord spread widely and grew in power. If you read Acts 19, through the preaching of the gospel of the Apostle Paul and Apollos, amen, you will find that those that had believed in sorcery and the dark arts, they took their books that they had and they brought it all out into the square and they burnt them. They burnt them up. I want you all to see here, amen, that the astrologers were skilled in interpreting dreams and had manuals that explained the various dream symbols. Samples of these Akkadian dream manuals have been discovered. All the wise men needed to know was the nature of the dream so that their rules could be applied and interpretations derived. Such explanations would not have been reliable, but would have satisfied ignorant people. Amen? And so that's how the astrologers operated. They had dream books, amen, that was not scripture-based. Like, you know, sometimes we have things that take us back to the scripture that we can measure it. Amen. The Bible tells us that the deep secret things are revealed by way of the Holy Spirit. I want you to see that in the Word. I don't want you to be afraid or fearful of the unknown when it comes down to dealing with people that is operating in things, amen, of divination, amen, because we have power over that given to us by way of Jesus Christ. And so it says here in 1 Corinthians 2, verses 10 through 16, it says, the Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except their own spirit within them? So Nebuchadnezzar's spirit knew the dream. The dream was given to Nebuchadnezzar, but Nebuchadnezzar said it left him. In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. What we have received is not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may understand what God was freely given us. This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit. And we're speaking of the Holy Spirit, amen, the Spirit of God, explaining spiritual realities with Spirit-taught words. The person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit. And so in order for you to be able to accept the things that are coming from the Spirit of God must be with you and in you. Coming from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolishness and cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit. The person with the Spirit makes judgments about all things, but such a person is not subject to merely human judgment. Amen. Who has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. This is why the Bible constantly tells us, put on the mind of Christ. And the mind of Christ is the mind to do the will of the Father. Amen. Hallelujah. And so if you're doing the will of God, amen, then God is revealing to you his will. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So I want you through the Holy Scriptures to see God's mind towards sorcery, astrology, medium work, witchcraft, amen. This is not something that we should fear, hallelujah, but this is truly something that we ought to be educated in by way of the word of God and by way of his spirit, amen, hallelujah. We want to let the spirit reveal all things to us, amen. And so Malachi 3:5, chapter 3, verse 5. Malachi chapter 3, verse 5 says, and I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers and against the adulterers and against false swearers and against those that oppress the hireling and his wages, the widow and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right and fear not me, says the Lord of hosts. Amen. And so God is speaking here. Amen. And you will find, amen, he said that he will be a quick witness against these things. Amen. And those that are adulterers are those that are went apostate, those that should be in a relationship with God. But adultery is when you go a whoring after another lover, amen? And so they went about serving other gods. And you will find that in the Bible, a lot of times the children of Israel went apostate, amen? They wanted to serve God and other gods, amen? But God says no man can serve two masters, amen? Hallelujah. And so there are other scriptures there to be able to bless you, that you can see God's mind even in the days of ancient days that they were not supposed to mingle or partake or mix with those things. Amen. And then it says here, we find that Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. The dream came from God. The deep secret things of God is only revealed by his spirit. But those that he had summoned to come and to tell him about the dream that left him had not a relationship with God or his spirit. So there was no way that they could tell Nebuchadnezzar of his dream. Amen? It was one thing to give an interpretation to a dream that Nebuchadnezzar told them about. But it was another thing. Nebuchadnezzar was asking a hard thing, and that was for them to tell him the dream that he had and then give him the interpretation. And Nebuchadnezzar knew that if they could tell him the dream and give him the interpretation, that the interpretation would be true. Amen?
Amen.
They believe that the dream can only be interpreted by their God. Amen. So let's continue to read. Let us read Daniel 2 and 10. The Chaldeans answered before the king and said, there is not a man upon the earth who can show the king's matters. Therefore is no king, lord, no ruler who acts such things at any magician or astrologer or Chaldean. And it is a rare thing that the king requires, and there is none other that can show it before the king except the God whose dwelling is not with the flesh. Amen. So they believe that the many gods that they serve, because they was in polygamy, can only tell the king what his dream was, and that their dwelling was not amongst the flesh. But we serve a God, the true and living God, the creator, the God that answered by fire, the God that walks and talks with man. Amen. In the beginning of creation, the voice prince of God walked with Adam in the garden in the cool of the day. Amen. Hallelujah. God who revealed spiritual things unto man and took his habitation by way of his word or his spirit amongst us. Those of us that believe in Jesus Christ and have been born of his spirit, and we are now a new creation, a new a creature, a spiritual being, amen, hallelujah, we have the indwelling of the Spirit of God in us. He has taken up his inhabitation amongst us, amen. So those things that only God would know, can he reveal to us if we ask of him, amen, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible tells us that those that lack wisdom, if they ask, wisdom shall be given unto them. Isn't that what the Bible says? Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And so God has given Daniel and the Hebrew boys such an opportunity. God has given their king a dream that left him that he could not remember. And he is posing a hard thing, the very thing that those who is empowered by demonic entities cannot reveal. Amen? And so 12 says, for this cause the king was angry and very furious and commanded to destroy all the wise men of Babylon. All right, so here you find that the king said, if you could tell me my dream and if you can give me the interpretation, I'll bless you. But if you don't tell me my dream, I'm going to kill you and everything connected to you. And he said, and you stole it for time. Stop asking me to tell you the dream. I said it left me. Amen?
Amen.
13 says, and the decree went forth that the wise men should be slain, and they sought Daniel and his fellows to be slain. 14 says, then Daniel answered with counsel and wisdom to Arioch, the captain of the king's guard, which was going forth to slay the wise men of Babylon. 15 says, he answered and said to Arioch, the king's captain, why is the decree so hasty from the king? Then Arioch made the thing known to Daniel. 16 says, then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time and that he would show the king the interpretation. Amen. Daniel has faith in the God that he serves. Amen. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He is our God. Daniel has faith that God does take up his habitation amongst the flesh, amongst us. Daniel knows the God that we serve. Amen. So Daniel goes and appeals to the king, give me time. Why does Daniel want time? Daniel wants time because he wants to fast. He wants to pray. He wants to seek God, that God may reveal to him the very dream that Nebuchadnezzar asked. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Whatever it is that you ask of God in Jesus' name, he will give it unto you. 17 says, then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, his companions. Amen. This is still their Hebrew name. We know that when they came into bondage, amen, when they came into bondage, when they was taken into captivity, that they changed their name to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They even changed Daniel's name. Amen. Hallelujah. But Daniel, speaking to them by the Hebrew name, because remember, there's something behind the name. And every name that was given to a Hebrew child was some form of worship or sign from God. Amen. And so Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were Daniel's companions. Amen. So 18 says that they would desire mercy of the God of heaven concerning this secret. It was a secret. Why was it a secret? Because it was hidden. Hallelujah. Amen? It was hidden. That Daniel and his fellows should not perish, because they was taking out everybody amen, that was considered a part of the Chaldeans, the wise men, and all, they was taking them out. Nebuchadnezzar released a decree. If he was serious, amen, this dream really troubled him. If you cannot reveal to me the dream that I have, amen, hallelujah, Nebuchadnezzar was taking them out, amen. But Daniel did not want to perish, and Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. 19 says, then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Amen. Daniel had a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Listen, God speaks prophetically, and we don't praise him like we ought to when we hear from God. We take it lightly. Amen. Hallelujah. When God reveals something unto you, the deep secret things, the hidden things, amen, hallelujah, we ought to bless the Lord, amen. When he warns you of things to come, we ought to learn how to bless the Lord, hallelujah, amen. This is why the prophetic exhortation came forth concerning one of the reasons why, amen, concerning that there is a sound of victory, a sound of praise, a new song that God is putting in our heart, amen, that is birthing forth out of New Jerusalem, amen. We are the city, the New Jerusalem, amen. And Jesus is the light in the midst of us, amen. He is our empowerment, amen. And I believe that God is going to be speaking, amen. He's going to be revealing. We're going to be rejoicing. Souls are going to be saved. All of heaven rejoices at one soul that repents and give their life to Christ. Amen. That's another reason to rejoice. So I believe that there's going to be an exponential multiplication being added to the church. Amen. Hallelujah. Of souls. Amen. Say, what must I do to be saved? Transformation taking place. I believe that there's going to be signs and wonders and healings. Amen. A move of the miraculous and the supernatural and divine. Special miracles. There's going to be reason for us to rejoice. Hallelujah. So we ought not to take it lightly in the church where God open up the eyes of the blind or he takes the limp away from the lame. Hallelujah. We ought to go up and bless his name and not act like this is just something common. God deserves the praise. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We are to open up our mouth and bless the Lord, minister unto God for the wondrous works that he has done amongst mankind. Amen? And so 20 says that Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might is his. Amen? Wisdom and might are his. Hallelujah. So those that was operating in sorcery and witchcraft, they have not this godly wisdom. Amen. They said no one could tell you what you dreamt, King Nebuchadnezzar. Amen. But Daniel sought the true and living God, him that is all-knowing. Huh? He's all-knowing. Hallelujah. And Daniel sought the true and living God. And God revealed unto Daniel. They fast and they pray. You want something from God? Die to your flesh. Fast and pray, get in his face and be still until he reveal it to you. Amen. I believe that they must have fasted and prayed for about 3 days. Amen. Hallelujah. There you told the king, give me time. Hallelujah. There you knew that the revelation of the dream was not in him, but he knew God who could give it to him. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Beloved, mm-hmm. This is why we have to acknowledge God in all of our ways. This is why we have to really beseech him. This is why we need to stay in the scriptures, because the scripture is already the revealed mind of God. And as we read it, the Holy Spirit will make these scriptures life for us to be able to reveal the deep secret things of God that is wrapped up and tied up in these scriptures, the very mysteries of God. Amen. And so a man without the Spirit can read this Bible but not receive the revelations and the mysteries and the blessings that is contained within, because he has not the Spirit. Did you get that?
Yes.
Amen. So 21 says, and he changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and sets up kings. He gives wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them who know understandings. Nothing is happening unless God allows it. He set up kings. People in high positions that are laughing today might not laugh tomorrow, especially not when you're coming up against God. Because he says, I set the kings up and I set them down. Amen?
Amen.
Verse 22, he reveals the deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness. Amen. To remember is light and to forget is darkness. So when Nebuchadnezzar said that it left him, it was hidden from him, his spirit could not remember. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And amen. And the light dwells with him. Amen. So 22 says, God reveals the deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwells with him. 23 says, I thank you and praise you, O thou God of my father, of my fathers, who has given me wisdom and might and has made known unto me now what we desired of you. For you have now made known unto us the king's matter. This is a dream that the king had when he slumbered his head upon his bed. Who else would know it? This thing was taking place in the spirit of the king. But the spirit of the king is the heart of the king, and God revealed the king's heart to Daniel. Amen?
Amen.
Beloved, Daniel Gifts is making room for him. I want you to see how Daniel Gifts made room for him and how he was rewarded because the excellent spirit of God was upon him. This is how they spoke about Daniel, amen, amongst those that was heathens. The heathens said, that's Daniel. He walks with that excellent spirit, that all-knowing spirit, that spirit that revealed the things that only the God should know. Hallelujah. Therefore, 24 says, therefore Daniel went in unto Arioch, whom the king had ordained to destroy the wise men of Babylon. He went and said thus unto him, destroy not the wise men of Babylon. The wise men of Babylon was only saved because Daniel saw God and got an answer. Bring me in before the king. I will show unto the king the interpretation. Then Arioch brought in Daniel before the king in haste and said thus unto him, I have found a man of the captives of Judah who will make known unto the king the interpretation. The king answered and asked to Daniel, whose name was Belshazzar. They changed Daniel's name. Amen. Belshazzar, are you able to make known unto? They gave him a Babylonian name, a captive name. Amen. A name in captivity. Amen.
Uh-huh.
Are you able to make me known? Are you able to make known unto me the dream which I have seen and the interpretation thereof? Verse 27, Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, the secret which the king has demanded, cannot the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, the soothsayers show unto the king? Daniel is in captivity, and the king wanted Daniel and a Hebrew boy to learn the Chaldean tongue, their sorcery, their ways. Amen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
But Daniel is saying to the king, you mean to tell me all the wise men in your kingdom that you have employed, huh, who hear from your gods in the land, cannot tell you these things? Amen. Hallelujah. Daniel says in verse 28, for there is a God in heaven who reveals secrets and makes known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. So he make known the secrets, and he's going to tell Nebuchadnezzar about the things to come. Latter days, the days to come. Amen?
Amen.
Your dream and the vision of your head upon your bed are these. As for you, O king, your thoughts came into your mind upon your bed, what should come to pass hereafter. And he who reveals secrets makes known to you what shall come to pass. Who is revealing his secret? God. He said, he who reveals secrets. Daniel is letting him know that it's not I. I'm no great thing. Hallelujah. But it's God that reveals secrets will make this thing known to you. Amen? But as for me, this secret is revealed to me for any wisdom that I have more than any living. But for their sakes who shall make known the interpretation to the king, and that you might know the thoughts of your heart. Amen?
Amen.
Thou, O king, verse 31, thou, O king, saw and behold a great image. This great image was brightness, was excellent, stood before you, and the form thereof was terrible. This image, the image's head was of fine gold, his breast and his arms of silver, his belly and his thighs of brass, his legs of iron, his feet, part of iron and part of clay. You saw till that a stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet, that there that were of iron and clay, and broke them to pieces. 35 says, then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold broken to pieces together, and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors, and the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them, and the stone that smote the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. 36 says, this is the dream, and we will tell the interpretation thereof before the king. Amen. So the king wanted, which was hidden from him, which he did not remember, which was because to remember is light and to forget is darkness. He wanted that thing revealed to him because the dream, even though he could not remember it, it scared him. It troubled him. Amen. None of the others could tell the king his dream. But Daniel fasted and prayed, sought God, and God revealed it. And here in the Bible, it reveals that Daniel was able to tell the king his dream. This is the dream, and we will tell the interpretation thereof before the king. Thou, O king, are a king of kings, for the God of heaven. Amen. He's talking about the true and living God. He's not talking about the Babylonian God, them being in polygamy. He said, the God of heaven has given you a kingdom, power and strength and glory. God is revealing himself to the heathen king. And he's letting the king know, I set you up, and the power that you have is what I have given you. Amen? And wheresoever the children of men dwell, the beasts of the field and the fowl of the heavens has he given into your hand, and has made you ruler over them all. You are this head of gold. And after you shall arise another king, another kingdom inferior to you, and another third king, kingdom of brass, which shall bear rule over all the earth. And the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron, for as much as iron breaks in pieces and subdues all things, And as iron that breaks all these, shall it break in pieces and bruise? 41 says, and whereas you saw the feet and toes, part of the potter's clay and the part of iron, the kingdom shall be divided, but there shall be in it of the strength of the iron, for as much as you saw the iron mixed with the miry clay, and as the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. And whereas you saw iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. 44 says, and in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. This is speaking about Jesus and his kingdom, and the government is upon his shoulder. Amen. And the kingdom is everlasting. Amen. For as much as you saw that the stone was cut off of the mountain without hands, and that it broke in pieces, the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great God has made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter, and the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof is sure. Daniel was telling him, the dream is certain, the very dream that you had, that you forgot, that I tell you, this is it. And the interpretation that I give you did not come from the books of your astrologers or your Chaldeans or your magicians who could not reveal to you what was hidden in the darkness. He's telling him that this interpretation is sure. Prophets ought to prophesy a sure word. They ought to have a sure interpretation. Amen. 46 says, then the king Nebuchadnezzar fell upon his face. Amen. When we operate in the excellent spirit of God, it will cause for the heathen to worship our God. Amen. Hallelujah. It is time for the sons of God to manifest. It is time for those of you that have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior to learn of him, get in the word, acknowledge him in all of your ways. Do not lean on your own understanding, for there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end of that way is death. Amen. Hallelujah. It's time out for leaning on your own understanding, amen, regardless of what the situation, the circumstance, the storm, whatever is taking place, hallelujah, we need to hear from God, amen. Is there a word from the Lord? And believe it or not, this is what Nebuchadnezzar was really asking for. I don't want to hear from the heathen gods of the land. Nebuchadnezzar didn't even know what he was asking. Nebuchadnezzar wanted to know, is there a word from the Lord? Hallelujah. So it says here, amen, the king answered unto Daniel and said, okay, let me go back to, then the king Nebuchadnezzar fell upon his face, 46, and worshiped Daniel and commanded that they should offer an oblation and sweet odors unto him. Amen. The king answered unto Daniel and said of a truth, he wants to honor Daniel, of a truth it is, that your God is a God of gods. Amen? Nebuchadnezzar now put the true and living God over these pagan gods that could not reveal nothing. Amen? They don't speak. They don't answer by fire. They don't reveal the deep secret things. Amen? And a Lord of kings, Nebuchadnezzar is bowing down. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. And a revealer of secrets, seeing you could reveal this secret. Amen? 48 says, then the king made Daniel a great man and gave him many great gifts and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon and chief of the governors over all the wise men of Babylon. Then you worked for a heathen king. But he did not bow down to the king. He did not, when I say he did not bow down, meaning that he did not eat the king's meat, if you read verse 1. He did not drink the king's wine, amen. He did not operate out of witchcraft. He sought God, the true and living God, hallelujah. He did not operate in what it is that he was taught through the Chaldeans. The test of time proves that Daniel sought God and God revealed. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
But he still worked for a pagan king.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? Is it possible to work for the pagans or to work in the world and still serve your God? Is it possible? Hallelujah. Is it possible to please God and still live it? In the world. Is it possible? Did Daniel compromise? Huh? Read about Daniel. How when they first went into captivity, amen, he was respectful. They served with honor and excellence, amen, but they did not sin against their God. Did not, amen?
Amen.
Amen. 49 says, then Daniel requested of the king, and he set Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon. But Daniel sat in the gate of the king. Amen. His gifts made room for him. Daniel sought first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. Daniel didn't have to go and apply for 50 jars and things like that. Everything was added unto him. His gift made room for him. His gift made room for him. His gift made room for him. Amen. Listen, the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. That which was the wealth of the wicked, Daniel and the Hebrew boys that came into captivity to Babylon, was placed second to the king. Do you all see this, beloved? And
amen.
Again, I tell you, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything shall be added. Hallelujah. God
Hallelujah.
Knows how to bless you. Hallelujah. God knows
Hallelujah.
How to honor you. And Daniel was not the only prophet that served the Babylonian king with the wisdom of God. There are business prophets. Amen. Joseph was second in command to Pharaoh, served the heathen Pharaoh, heathen King Pharaoh of Egypt, but he did not compromise his faith in his God. Amen?
Amen.
So, beloved, we have to ask God for wisdom. Hallelujah. On how to go forth, wisdom. Concerning the things that you are dismayed about, the things that you do not. We need the wisdom of God. Daniel operated in the wisdom of God, and God presented an open door for Daniel. God opened that door. God gave the king a dream, and the dream he took from the king, and then it was the request of the king was impossible for anyone to be able to do or to reveal unless God was with them. Amen?
Amen.
Unless God was with them. And God wants to open up doors for you like that, doors that no man can close. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God wants to honor you. Hallelujah. Doors that no man can close. Hallelujah. My God. And even with Daniel, if you continue to read the book of Daniel, there was people within that kingdom that came up against him, plotted against him, amen, got in the king's ear, hallelujah. When Daniel kept praying to God, amen, they had a decree set that they had Daniel put in the lion's den, my God. But even then, Daniel did not fret because Daniel believed that his God would deliver him. To the point where the pagan king loved Daniel so much that he fasted while Daniel was in that lion's den, and he ran to Daniel When Mordecai came and wanted to know, Daniel, did your God deliver you? Hallelujah. And Daniel answered, hallelujah. And those who came up against Daniel, did the heathen king put them and their whole family in the lion's den? Beloved, this thing is real. Hallelujah. God is real. Hallelujah. He's a deliverer of his people. He's a way maker, a door opener, an opportunity giver. You don't have to fret nothing. Hallelujah. Weeping may endure for a night, but I promise you that when you get the revelation of Jesus, amen, the dawning of a new day, when that glory light come and reveal himself to you, joy cometh in the morning. Hallelujah. Joy cometh in the morning. Hallelujah. We need a revelation of Jesus. Hallelujah. We need a revelation of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, God. Go ahead and praise him. Come on and receive it. Come on and receive it. Come on and receive it on tonight. It's your portion. Hallelujah. He that is for you is greater than those that are against you. May God open up your eyes that you may see the provision of the kingdom of God that is for you. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
He is the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Every good and every perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of light, without any shadow of turning. You ain't got to worry about, he ain't like the sun warming up another region and so it's cold over here in the United States. Amen. He ain't like that. Hallelujah. No shadow of turning.
Amen.
He's always the same. Hallelujah. Never changing, hallelujah. And his word and his promises are sure. He's a promise keeper, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
And I have never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging for bread. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory,
Jesus.
God.
Thank
you. Y'all go ahead and rejoice and bless God for that revelation tonight. Come on and bless his name. Come on and rejoice, hallelujah, for the kingdom of God has visited you. The kingdom of God has come upon you. You ought to bless his name, hallelujah. Oh, glory, God, hallelujah. You ought to bless his name, hallelujah.
Jesus, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, for the revelation, hallelujah. My God. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. So, beloved, as we move forth on tonight, amen, I pray that you was able to get your praise in, hallelujah, for when only Jesus is the answer to the world problems today, amen, hallelujah. And I know that Jesus, amen, just solved some of your problems, amen, hallelujah.
Amen.
He is the living word, amen, hallelujah. This was a word to empower you, to edify you, to impact you, and to lead you into all righteousness. This word was sent forth to unlock the prophetic in you. Hallelujah. And I know that something was unlocked today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You will never be the same. An anointing of acceleration to be able to take you someplace in the spirit. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This is why we tell you, don't miss Bible study, amen. It will bless you. It will bless you. Words of instruction that will bless you. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Oh, bless God. Hallelujah. Beloved, on tonight, we want you to be able to share. Amen. And we're going to ask Bishop to add to any revelation that God has given to him. But we want you to be able to share what it is that what did the Holy Spirit make life for you today? How did he reassure you? How did he comfort you through the revelation that came forth through Daniel 2? Amen. And you should go back and read it on your own and let it get in your spirit. Hallelujah. Get fortified in it. Even go back to Daniel 1, my God. And the reason why they was taken into captivity is because they disobeyed God. And I'm not saying that everybody disobeyed God. But you know what happened to some happened to them all. Amen. They all went into captivity. But Daniel and the Hebrew boys did not stop serving God. Even in captivity did they honor him. Amen. Even in captivity when they were slaves, my God. Hallelujah. And their gift made, what I look for is the opportunity for my gift to make room for me. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
The opportunity. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
My God. For the gift of God operating through me to make room for me, my God. Hallelujah. Thank
Hallelujah.
My God, the gift of God and the gifts are without repentance. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. We're going to start off tonight. Bishop, would you like to add anything to it tonight? Amen. Before we ask them to share with the revelation that they received, did God give you anything?
No, Apostle.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Sister Latasha, are you sharing tonight?
Yes. Could you hear me?
Yes.
Are you guys able to hear me? Because this phone, I just want to make sure the volume is up. Can you hear me?
We're able to hear you, woman of God.
Okay. I just wanted to say I bless everybody tonight on the line. I just wanted to say a confirmation about this whole Bible study tonight. Yesterday I was actually on my phone and something said to me, I don't know, I was just scrolling through and something said, watch the movie Daniel. So I watched the movie Daniel and basically it just, for whatever reason, is confirming the whole thing. And then today you're actually having a Bible study on it. But what I wanted to say was, as I was watching the movie last night about Daniel, and what you were saying, that Daniel was a very faithful person to his to God, and in the movie it shows you get the revelation, and you're able to really understand what the book is saying for me if I could see it. When you could visually see it on TV, you really get a good, mindset as what the Bible is saying. And Daniel was a person that was just a true man of God. He was so powerful that when Nebuchadnezzar needed a word, he needed someone to reveal to him what his spirit was awakened or bothered as he was asleep one night. And he had called on, as what you said, all these spiritual people that was witches and all kind of, whatever. They didn't believe in God. And Daniel went up to him and he confirmed the dream. But Daniel was so connected to God that he put his trust into God. And what I really took from it tonight and yesterday was when he was thrown into the lion's den because they wanted him to denounce God. They wanted Daniel to not to worship and praise God. And Daniel was willing to die behind it. And as he got put in the lion's den, he prayed and prayed, and God showed up in the lion's den and saved him. So tonight, I just wanted to say that I really understood it far as you have to believe God to the point where you're willing to die for him. And
Amen.
When you know that you know that you know, nobody can change what you know about God. You have to know it. You have to see it. You have to believe it. So I
Amen.
Just wanted to encourage everybody on the line. It doesn't matter what you're going through. You got to know God is with you. And at the end, just keep persevering, and God will show up in your life awesomely. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hey, I thank God for that share through Sister Latasha. And yeah, God, listen, God is an amazing God because he did not give me Daniel until today. And then I ministered to so many people today that it took me time before I could even get into the word to get what he wanted to give me out of it to be able to share with you. Amen. And so calls was coming in from Texas, from Georgia, from North Carolina. And I said, my God, Jesus. And in the midst of my study, there was a call from North Carolina, and I said, God, do I take this call or not? I took the call, prayed with them, ministered to them, and I had 5 minutes. And I said, Jesus, I need this 5 minutes. Hallelujah. And I quickly told the person, I have to go because I have to get this word. I have to get what God is saying or what he wants to say to his people. Amen?
Ooh, amen.
Amen. So the Holy Spirit just truly showed up and revealed. Amen. So, yeah, that was a good share. And it was good that God led you to go to Daniel or to watch Daniel. And you should begin to read the book of Daniel if that's where God wants to show you the exploits. He wants to show you the dedication, even in captivity. Amen. Even though we are in the world but not of the world. Amen.
Right.
We can
Amen.
Still serve God and not compromise. Amen. Hallelujah. We don't
Amen.
Have to compromise. Amen. Hallelujah. And so I believe that that is what God is saying to us, that he is our way maker and he is the revealer of the deep secret things of God, that we have to make sure that our fidelity is to him. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sister Octavia, are you sharing tonight?
Praise the Lord, everyone.
Bishop. Praise God.
Lord.
I am Daniel chapter 2. What it did was took me back to Isaiah 41 and 10.
Mm.
Where it says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my
mm-hmm.
righteous right hand.
Mm.
So, you know, they went through a lot of things in the book of Daniel, the Hebrew boys. And so what the scripture Isaiah is saying is that regardless to whatever it is that you might be going through, that this is what it is.
Amen. Amen, amen. And take note of that scripture that she shared. God had given me that scripture last year. Was it last year? I believe it was this year. And I was meditating on that scripture, holding on to that scripture. Amen, hallelujah. And I had to get that scripture in me to know that regardless of what's going on, that God really got me. Amen. And woman of God, quote the scripture again, that it may in the scripture text, that it may be a blessing to those that hear it. Amen?
Isaiah 41 and 10 reads, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. That's Isaiah 41 and 10.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Did everyone get that tonight?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Beloved, you have heard the gospel preached. Amen. You have heard that God is the revealer of the things in darkness, the deep secret things. You heard that he's the savior of his people, that even amongst the heathen, when he's revealed to the heathen, amen, the heathen sees him as God of all gods, amen, King of kings, lords of kings, amen, hallelujah, that he is, hallelujah, the great I am, my God, amen, hallelujah. Those of us that know him personally through our faith in Christ and salvation, hallelujah, we believe his word to be the power, his power, the power of God. We want to give you an invitation tonight to salvation, where you could come to know God in a more excellent way, hallelujah, that you will come to know him as your personal Lord and Savior,
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. And according to Romans 10:9, that if you believe with your heart, you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ, that he is Lord, and that he resurrected, that you shall be saved. So is there one on the line tonight that does not know Jesus Christ as a personal Lord and Savior and the pardon of their sins? Amen? You can say that you didn't know him as personal Lord and Savior and the pardon of your sins. Amen? Just say that it is I. He want to give you the gift of eternal life. Yeah? Just say that it is I. Just say that it is I. If there's not one on the line tonight, for the benefit of those that will listen to the recording, and your heart was pricked through the message, your burdens was lifted, hallelujah. You answered to the people's words, say, Lord Jesus, here I am, a sinner, in my sin. Come into my heart.
I
believe you're born.
I believe you're born.
For my sin. And I accept you. As my personal Lord and Savior. I believe that you are Lord and that you resurrected. And I promise to serve you. The balance of my day. In Jesus' name. That's commitment here, beloved. That's commitment. Hallelujah. That's commitment. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, for those that believed on tonight, we commit them unto you, God, that you may bless them, that you may keep them, O God. Satan, the Lord, rebuke you, the hand of God binds you, and it is the blood of Jesus that is working against you. The blood of Jesus. Loose your hand, your hold off of the people of God. They belong to God. Loose them in the name of Jesus. Loose in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you finish the good work that you started in America. That you tamper in the church and the pastor where they can learn your ways, where they can come to learn of you, learn your thoughts, and be developed. Come unified with your spirit. In Jesus' name. Thank God, amen. For those of you that believe tonight, you're no longer a sinner, man, woman, boy, or girl, but you are now the righteousness of God. All things have passed away, and all things have become new. Amen. Every sheep is a shepherd. We are cornerstones of this church located at 323 Post Avenue in Westbury, New York, 11590. And we invite you to come out and worship with us. Amen. Our number is 800-373-6948. My extension is 801. If you need someone to pray with you, just give us a call and we will pray with you. Hallelujah. If you're not in the Westbury region and you find yourself in the Texas region, reach out to Apostle E.V. Wright. Amen. Hallelujah. Spices, ministry, and daughter work of Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Amen. And her number is 800-373-6948-815. Amen. 815, I believe her number is. And then there's Kingdom Living Fellowship in Georgia. Amen. Hinesville, Georgia. For those of you in the Georgia area under the leadership of Prophetess Maggie Carbina, another daughter work of Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Amen.
Amen.
And you can reach out to her at 800-373-6948. I believe Prophetess Cobina number is 815 and Apostle Evie Wright number is extension is 814, beloved. Correction. Amen. And those of you in the India region, amen, there is an establishment there, the FCC 50 Pastors, Pastor David. Amen. Hallelujah. If you find yourself in India, you want a true work of God. Amen. They're under the covering of Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Amen. Hallelujah. But we pray that you could press your way. Amen. And make it out. Amen. To the Westbury Church. Hallelujah. Amen. That you can be blessed, that you can be baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire. Amen, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, amen, and that you can mature and learn how it is that God mind towards you living this new life, amen, this new life that you have just received, amen.
Amen,
beloved. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Glory to his name. I'm going to ask that Sister Latasha that you close us out in prayer tonight. Just close us out and send us home. Amen.
Amen. Father God, I just want to thank you. I give you all the praise. I exalt your holy name. Oh, God, you are the Father who's seated in heaven, my God. Father God, just cover us tonight. Keep every harm, every evilness away from us. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for all that you do for us, Father. We thank you for waking us up tonight in the morning. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you just bless us, Father. Father, keep us, put a hedge of protection around us, Father.
Yes,
Father God, we thank you and we trust you. Glory be unto God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Beloved, you are officially dismissed. Let us go in peace and serve the Lord and be a witness of Jesus Christ. Amen. Don't keep all that joy to yourself. Tell somebody that Jesus saves. Amen.
Amen.
God be loved.